We Talk Podcast presents.
What it is, what it do. Welcome to the One Fault Podcast with your host, Joshua Adam William Irvin, with the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
You know what? I just gotta say, I was lulled. I was lulled like a little baby into security that we would record our podcast basically Friday. It'd be out Friday morning. And nothing would break. It would all be nice and quiet. And we would all be, we'll wait till Tuesday. We'll record a podcast Tuesday with the draft. And Brock, look at Brock. Now, I want to set the settings. I'm at work. I plug my phone because I've been playing Pokemon Go. So I put it away. I'm working. And suddenly I see a missed call and a text from you. And I'm like, breaking news? What breaking news could you possibly be talking about? There's no breaking news. There's nothing in this.
Seven story. Mountain Time, yeah. 9 Eastern Time.
And Josh, what was the breaking news?
Yeah, the USDA, I believe is the agency, found a banned substance in a test for Brock Lesnar.
There's so many layers to this, Josh.
And by the way, before you go, Brock is going to take them to court.
Really?
Yeah, but continue what you were saying.
There's so many layers to this. There's so many. Because Brock was on the heavyweight rankings, was he not?
He just got put there today.
And now you're sitting there like, and this affects SummerSlam, this affects WWE, this puts them in a negative spotlight. Regardless when the last time Brock performed, that doesn't matter. You still have, I wonder how much more questions this will raise about the wellness policy within WWE.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of their response.
Yeah, it was very much like...
It was like constant deniability, you know, it was like, well, he hasn't performed for us since WrestleMania, so he's not our responsibility. It's like, no, he's your responsibility. He's on your roster. It's your problem. And they kind of just seem to distance themselves from any responsibility of it because he hadn't been there since WrestleMania.
Yeah. And I mean, Brock, like if you go back and listen to yesterday's podcast, we were talking about how great and wonderful.
I said he should be the first overall pick.
This, we were on cloud nine. It was like, this was great. Wrestling fans have won. And now we lose. And we lose really hard.
And so this is what happened. It was funny because I had this in the back of my head yesterday because they were talking about this on the Cheap Heat podcast about how normally when you come out of retirement, you have to go through this testing protocol. And Brock surpassed that. He just got to get the fight right away because UFC kind of obviously just pushed it ahead because they wanted Brock to have the fight, right? So he still got the fight, and Mark Hunt kind of put up a thing about it, being like, hey, that's not really fair, but whatever, I'll take the fight. And Brock, they're saying, passed 7 of those straight. And he's contending that... They all do. We've seen it with Chris Colabello and Dee Gordon in Major League Baseball. Like, when has anybody really stepped in front of their suspension and said that was my problem? Even John Jones, who filled the A and the B sample, no one ever steps in front of it and says, yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah. Yeah, this definitely, like, we've heard doping. But what specifically has he...
Some people want to say that maybe high testosterone could play a factor into this.
Okay.
And Meltzer quickly shut that down, and same with Ariel Helwani, saying that if that was the case, in previous tests with the WWE and the UFC, he would have tested for high testosterone.
Yeah.
So that can't be the case. It's really the only situation it could be is a PED situation.
You fool.
And I think I told you, I never said in the podcast, but I did tell you off air that I'm like, Brock looked a little bit bigger. I remember telling you on the night of the pay-per-view. But I'm going to lie, like talking to Mo a little bit offhand today, beforehand, he said he wasn't shocked. I'm a little shocked because I wouldn't have thought that Brock would be someone that would need PEDs. obviously you see him and you're like, okay, that guy's jacked. And I know a lot of people aren't surprised. And I mean, the UFC fans and the UFC fighters are having a field day with this because the fake WWE guy used steroids and all the cliches have came to the light today.
Oh, yeah. And that's how it's going to be. It's going to be this whole, haha, look at WWE, look at pro wrestling, shame on you, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
So, that's the one thing. But at the end of the day, he failed a test. And now you've got to sit there and go, okay, he failed the test. He's obviously going to fight this. But
yes.
My question to you is, Brock has built a huge, huge, the Lesnar name means something. This is a massive brand. How does this impact it? Because we've talked about this previously with Jon Jones, how this everything that led up to 200 is going to impact Jones.
Well, so there's multiple layers on this. As far as WWE goes, I don't think it's going to impact him because it. I think that may be the only note you're going to get from WWE. It will be interesting to see where he gets drafted, but I think that's really it is now is when you're watching the draft, which we'll be doing our mock drafts on Monday. Hopefully no one else gets suspended by then.
John Cena suspended for 30 days.
It's going to be interesting to see where Roman and now Brock fall in the draft.
Because Vince is upset with Roman. We talked about this last night.
Yeah. I got to mention, like, I'm kind of excited now that, like, there's intrigue into the draft now. Like, there's actual player misconduct in a way. Like, you see in real drafts, like, people that have bad legs and stuff. And we have two guys now that have suspensions. And it's like, well, how will these affect their draft stock? Which I'm kind of enjoying that aspect of it, just as a sports fan and the realism of it. But overall, I don't enjoy it for Brock's sake because it's the guy that I looked up to and I enjoyed and I'm a fan of. And I was really, as a wrestling fan, more than a UFC fan, whenever Brock fights and when Punk fights, even if Punk doesn't associate him with the WWE, it kind of feels like that's one of our guys. Because I'll always be a WWE fan over UFC. And it was really a win for wrestling fans, and tonight's a huge loss for wrestling fans.
Yeah, this definitely puts a lot of us behind the eight ball, because now a lot of fans are going to be like, well, just see, they're phony, they have to do steroids. But my big question for you is, does this not shine a negative light on the wellness policy?
Oh, yeah, I mean, now that this has happened, I wonder how many times when we talk about the previous test that Roman had, you got to think at one point Cena has failed a test, that Hunter has failed a test.
Oh, Hunter's failed more than a couple tests.
Yeah, so you got to think that one of those two guys have failed multiple tests. And now, like, you just wouldn't have put Brock in that category of failing. They wouldn't have dared done it if Roman, the way that it gets snuck out, we thought that there was a second one got out. It makes them all look bad, and now I wonder if they need to implement something like the USDA. And by the way, good for UFC for implementing the USDA, and I would applaud the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL to look at them as well, because it seems like a system that actually gets results done. And I would like the WWE to take it on as well, but they won't because, again, it's about the applied scientists for them and controlling who gets suspended and who doesn't.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have John. Like, if John Cena gets popped, it's a big deal, right? That's the breaking news of breaking news. If John Cena gets a wellness violation,
I think the world would end.
Yeah. So that's the interesting thing here is that the USDA now, too, has there's as far as just what UFC could bring within the next 5 years. Two of their top four may not be with the company in the long term now. And like you said, I think Brock just got put to the heavyweight rankings today.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that was the case, I don't think we would have talked about that tonight on a podcast. We would have saved it. I'm like, oh, Brock's on the rankings. That's crazy. Like, yeah, he's a ranked fighter now. We would have talked about Verdum or Kane and how that goes with his fighting record and whatnot, and now we're talking about the decision is looking like it's going to be reversed, so that's going to take him out of the rankings. That's going to drop him from being 6-3 to 5-4, and Mark Hunt also wants half the purse, if not he's quitting UFC.
Wow.
So there's a giant domino effect on that all of a sudden.
I don't think the UFC will bring Brock back. I think we talked about the possibility.
Not with the sale, man. The sale is another big part of this, right? It's so many little things that are going on right now. They just sold this company. And so you just bought a company, and the guy that was the biggest attraction to it is busted for doping.
Yeah.
And so they're not going to – they just bought this company. They had no relationship with the WWE, but they're not going to want to deal with the WWE anymore.
No, God, no. Because now it'll be soiled to them. Oh, look at these dirty scoundrels.
I do got to say, like, blame the UFC a little bit too, because if you're testing him priorly, there was tests before UFC apparently, around the same time that John Jones had his, and Brock passed most of those. So I don't know if this was a situation of Brock thinking he could squeeze one little thing of PEDs or steroids in before a fight.
But my question to you is, even if he's squeezing a little bit in, does that make a difference?
I don't think so. And that's I don't know. I don't know how it works, but it's just weird that around the same time that John Jones, the one that got John Jones, Brock passed. And that's why I find it really fishy. And look, Brock is still going to fight this, and we don't know anything right now, but as far as we know, he is, and I think that's why WWE hasn't released too much of a statement, because, again, it's a pending situation. I think that's the key word, right? It's pending, but the USDA doesn't get these wrong very often. In fact, I can't think of an example yet where they have gotten an incident in this wrong, so... Yeah, this is just where we are.
It feels like, my gut reaction feels like there's something a little more to this.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be very interesting to see what it is, how this plays out. I mean, this changes a lot of things.
Does it affect SummerSlam? Like, did you think they maybe put Randy Orton over now just as a signal?
They send shockwaves to the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
It would send shockwaves, because then it sends a big message that you can't screw around.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do certain things. It's crazy.
It's almost eerily similar to the Billy Gunn situation, and by that I mean it's a guy that was off brand of the company,
yeah,
and he failed a test on another company's watch, because Billy Gunn failed it on that whatever, the weight training or whatever, he failed it on their watch.
Yeah,
he didn't fail on the WWE's wellness policy. So this is another time, a year later, where something was done with a performer and an outside project, and he fails an outside company's project.
And that doesn't look good on them. Like,
no, that looks really bad.
And I can't believe we're having this conversation, to be quite honest.
No, like, I'm shocked, to be honest. I feel bad for Brock, because, I mean, too, like, they tested him 8 times, like 7 times. They tested him over and over and over again. And he did his due diligence, and he looked really good. And there's just so many bittersweet things in this. He looked so good in the ring, and you want to believe that was not just a show, like that was legit. And yeah, now it's kind of turned out to be a farce.
Yeah, and now you kind of sit there and you got to think, is that all tainted now? Is that, will we always look back at this and go that? Look at Brock and go, I can't believe this is how it went.
Would you reverse the decision?
Oh yeah, like if it's 100% set in stone that this guy cheated, oh yeah, you reverse the decision, and yeah, you take money out of Brock's pocket.
I agree with the money part. As far as the decision goes, I don't think you necessarily can give Mark Hunt a win. I think you just scrap the fight.
It would always be an asterisk for Mark Hunt.
Like, you can't say, like, Mark Hunt got a victory in this match, in this fight, whatever it may be. If I was Mark Hunt, I wouldn't want a victory, because what does that do for my record?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like, yeah, no, he didn't really win that match. He got it by default.
Yeah.
So that's kind of weird, that idea to me.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's still definitely kind of like this whole situation. So I don't know.
So the other element on this is we talked about a little briefly there. I can't imagine he fights for the UFC ever again.
No.
Unless like this comes back and it was just an error, but all signs are that it's not.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all such a bummer, man. It really is. Like the John Jones one was a bummer because it was just like I wanted to believe that he had turned his life around. But even I think the consequences for Brock are far worse. In a weird way. I know John Jones will be gone for 2 years, but I feel like he'll still fight again. I don't think they'll give Brock another chance.
Yeah, and especially with a new company, it's like you have a new company, you don't want to screw that up. And now that's your first impression of a new employer. That's not good.
No. And then the other question is now the video game. They took Roman
Yeah.
off. We thought we saw the original box with Roman. They had that box now with Brock. They've done the commercial. You could always scrap the commercial and just put Goldberg on the front.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a possibility of being changed?
I don't know. I really don't know. It totally could be.
And like Chris Jericho was saying, Jericho's never cared about stuff like merchandise and stuff. He says stuff like the video games, that's where you make your money.
Oh yeah.
And I gotta assume that being on the cover of a magazine or especially a video game cover, that's a lot of big money. And I think that's gonna really hurt his stock if they take him off now. And I don't know if they will. I'd probably lean towards no,
Yeah.
because I really think their reaction to this is like, well, Brock wasn't with our company, so we held no responsibility towards him.
Yeah. And
He's a
that's
part-time performer, and it's a cop out, and it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think that's just what they're gonna go with.
Oh yeah. It's totally how they're going to play things off, and it's going to be water off a duck's back.
I mean, they've been pretty fair, I think, with a lot of stuff this year. I mean, even you look at stuff with Lawler, right? They kind of let things play out with the domestic the stuff and the girlfriend dropped the. As soon as the girlfriend dropped the charges and everything was laid to rest, Jerry was back on TV the next day.
Yeah.
But they want, and even with Adam Rose, like they were willing to play it out and see what happened. He was the one that finally said, like, "No, I'm done." So
Yeah.
the company has been in this position where, like, we'll wait it out and we'll trust our performers. I think there's a positive to that and a negative to that. Sometimes it's good to trust your performers, but in other times, I think sometimes you need to lay down the hammer to really show everybody what's up. And we heard about what happened with Roman, right? That Hunter lined him up in front of the locker room to say that he was sorry, to send a message. And obviously, Brock wasn't there for that because Brock's part time and at that time was training for UFC 200. But now you're arguably going to have two guys in the company that are facing big time PED suspensions or whatever Roman did. We still don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we ever will.
Meltzer has thrown out that this was cocaine, marijuana, any kind of like party or kind of drug like that. It was an enhancement drug.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. So that's it, that's the only thing that we can confirm is that it was some kind of PED enhancement drug. That, but it was not a cocaine, it was not marijuana, it was not none of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that part has been confirmed so far. Because if it was marijuana, who cares?
Yeah.
Right? But that it's been confirmed it's nothing like that. So yeah, it's interesting. I wonder how it affects the build too. Like, we've seen this build for this triple threat, and I think Seth Rollins has done a good job of trying to carry on and keeping Roman in, like that Ross, like the Rollins report, even though that was made to look Roman look bad, they've still kept the name in their mouth, and I think they've done an okay job of keeping Roman in the minds of people, even though he can't be there. How are they going to do Randy Orton versus Brock Lesnar without Brock Lesnar there? Because it seems like now, like they're not going to suspend him, quote unquote,
Yeah.
but they're just not going to let him be a performer with the company till SummerSlam. So I don't know, like, do you do packages or what do you do? I mean, technically, I think he was supposed to be at that SmackDown Live too, was he not?
Yeah.
I can't see him being at SmackDown Live. And I don't think they want to have him there. That's a night of celebration in a way for the company.
Yeah.
And having Brock be part of SmackDown Live, I think it just clouds the entire situation. Because now you can't, like, you're going to see Brock. Your go-to as a broadcaster, especially someone like Morrow, will want to be about the fight, and you can't talk about the fight anymore because there's just a whole bunch of cloud around it now. Which, I mean, this UFC 200 event, boy, has it been cursed.
Yeah. Like, we remember 100 and how great and grand this is. This one's just been
crazy. This one's a disaster.
Yeah.
I paid for it. It was the first UFC pay-per-view I ever paid for, and I enjoyed it. But I think we're going to remember this one more now for the weird Conor retirement, John Jones and his bizarre stuff, and then the Brock stuff afterwards as well, and maybe the fall of Misha Tate. But mainly those other three things with the Brock, with the Conor, and with the John Jones. And it just kind of will leave a long-lasting impression of those negative things. And you look at a guy like GSP, you know, he wanted this for the longest time. And he's getting his wish now with this harder testing in the UFC. I think in the long term, this is really good for the UFC.
Oh, yeah.
In the short term, it's killing their box office, though.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't get, when you know that there's these kind of testing, why you would try to sneak something in. And now maybe these performers, this will be a signal. Like, Jon Jones and Brock Lesnar got popped. Nobody is off limits. Nobody's off limits.
Oh, yeah.
So
nobody should be off limits.
No, nobody should be off limits. It doesn't matter if you're in the NBA and you're LeBron. It doesn't matter if you're in the WWE and your name is John Cena. Everybody should be acceptable for doing the wrong thing. And that's why I like what I mind seeing. Like, you see in the NBA, they bust people for steroids, like Mitch McGarry, who's a 14th bench runner on the Oklahoma City Thunder. But it's like, how many of their stars are using performance-enhancing things, like, and that we don't know about? And same with the NFL to a degree, right? Like, be nice to have the USADA now maybe get in front, like I was saying priorly. But it's interesting, man. We'll keep everybody updated. And, yeah, it's just adds another wrinkle to the draft now. Do you think he's a top five pick still, or do you think he drops out of the top five now?
Oh, I think he's going to kind of rock it down a little bit. You can't. Like, it wasn't under WWE's watch, but at the same time, it's still a black mark, and it's going to create negative things for WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I imagine too, like, if they drafted him, whoever drafts him, they're not going to mention the fight now. They'll just mention, oh, it's the Beast, he's facing Randy Orton at SummerSlam. They won't mention, like, the winner of UFC 200. It's done now. That's just, and now I wonder, in the long term, how Vince and Steph and Hunter all view the UFC experience now, because had it not been for UFC, there's no chance Brock is failing a wellness policy situation.
Yeah.
Which makes, again, it makes the wellness policy look like an absolute joke. I mean, yeah, big guys like Rey Mysterio and Edge and Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton have been suspended, and Roman, and those are big, but they still haven't got the big, big dogs.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe that John Cena or Hunter have not failed at once.
Oh, Hunter.
At least once.
You can't tell me Hunter hasn't failed. There's mm-hmm. no possible way he has not failed something.
Yeah. And same with Vince.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, maybe even Stephanie herself, who knows?
They're a fitness fanatic over there, so I don't know. I don't.
Our point is, though, if this had showed up with Brock's test, there's no way that's getting released.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not happening.
Oh, yeah. Vince and them would be like, no, don't worry about it.
They'll sacrifice the secondary stars. They'll sacrifice the Randy Ortons and the Jeff Hardys that make it look good. The Roman Reigns, I think, was a step in the right spot, in the right area, though.
Yeah.
But if this was Roman before WrestleMania, would it have happened? Yo, is God. It more because they got sour on Roman?
I think it was a mix of the souring on Roman, the timing, and, I mean, the numbers just weren't good.
Yeah.
So
I think that's about it as far as this goes right now for this special One Fall pod.
Breaking news.
Yeah, breaking news on a Friday. So hopefully... he's actually happy because it wasn't on a Tuesday at least.
That's true.
So he can put it in this week's newsletter. So he's okay on that front. But I think this just kind of shocks the MMA world. And it's a bummer because it's just as looking at a lot of the logistics, I was looking forward to Brock having the next big fight. Yeah. You and I were talking about it. I mean, as far as you, I feel bad for someone like you. You were robbed to see Brock in that fight and feel the experience live, and now you're probably not going to get the chance to watch him fight again.
Yeah, no. I'd be very shocked if I got to see him fight again.
I mean, the only chance is if this comes out that it was false and all that, but
that would be a bigger story if this all...
Yeah, that would be a bigger story.
A lot of questions about the integrity of this company. So, there's a lot.
Well, I would assume that Brock will have not only his lawyers behind this, but the WWE lawyers as well.
Oh, and they're not the nice lawyers. They're not the ones that would be your friends.
No, we kind of saw a little bit of that when, was it Raven wanted money from the network?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was Sylvain Garnier, was it not? It was Raven and Sylvain Garnier. They wanted money from the network, and that didn't work out too well for them. They were shut down really quick because, and when they wanted to start the feud over the union and pass concussions, those WWE lawyers are really hard to get by.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm Brock, I'm happy that they're on my side on this.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So... yeah, there we go. Breaking news. And we have a... You don't want to talk about Brooklyn NXT really quick at the end here?
Yeah, sure.
So we're going to end on the Brock stuff now. We're going to talk about Brooklyn NXT spoilers. We have the card. We're going to talk about it really quick. So if you don't want to hear the spoilers for Brooklyn NXT, thanks for checking out this special. I guess it'll be Saturday, late Friday, early Saturday edition of the One Fall podcast. So... enjoy, and now we're going to talk about Brooklyn NXT.
Yeah.
So, Hideo was on the tapings, but he's not at the pay-per-view. Did you see him on there? I didn't see him on there.
I swore I saw him facing Bobby Roode.
No, that's the luchador guy. Oh. With a really, really hard to pronounce name.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I was wrong on one thing from the show yesterday, though. I said that I didn't think – I had read the taping stuff, Ron, that American Alpha wasn't on there. So they're going to face the Authors of Pain on Brooklyn. So that means that their match next week, I'm assuming – I haven't read the spoilers, but I'm assuming that means that it's just kind of a no decision, a draw or whatever.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
So that'll be – what do you think about this card? I mean, it's – it's not what last year's was.
No.
But I think at the top of the card, you have two really good matches. Are we going to see Bayley become the first ever 2x women's NXT champion?
No, because she's going to help her friend out at Battleground.
I've actually heard there's a different partner in mind for that.
Who?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Nikki's ready to come back, it sounds like.
Well, that's good at least.
Yeah, so it sounds like it'll be Nikki. It could also be Nia Jax, who's off the tapings as well. I don't like the Nia Jax one. The Charlotte one, the Nikki one plays into storyline a little bit because you can say that Charlotte took her out. My only problem with that is I don't want to get to Nikki and Charlotte. I really want Sasha and Charlotte. So I'm hoping that this isn't setting up Charlotte and Nikki for SummerSlam.
Josh, well, it helps to be dating someone, so.
I'm sure it does. And, I mean, if Brian's the GM of SmackDown, I could see maybe a sort of mode coming back. Oh. Do you know what kind of mode that would be?
I don't want to talk about the mode, Josh.
Free mode! How you been doing being Bella Free, Joel?
It's been very nice.
Yeah, they're about to come back. We are getting close to Total Bellas and Total Divas. All that good stuff is coming back into Joel's life.
Maybe.
But, no, I mean, I think Nakamura and Joe will be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say an unpopular opinion alert right here? Sure. It's about Finn Balor. Look, I really like Finn Balor, but I don't think he's had a match since he's came down that has really stood out.
He's a very solid hand.
He's great. Don't get me wrong. He's one of my top favorite performers in the company. But watching that Nakamura match the other day, I'm like, no, this match was fine. But every match he's had is like, no, that was a good match. That's a solid four-star match. But he hasn't had a match where I've been like, oh my god, that was a legendary match.
But do you need to have that?
I think you need to have a hand, like, me and Devin yesterday were doing the NBA Hall of Fame, and we're, like, looking at credentials. I think you need to have at least two all-timers on your card, and they're going to come. He's going to be in the main roster, probably during the draft, right?
Yeah.
They'll come. I think you need to have them. I just don't think he's had them yet in NXT. He's had good, like, what would you say his best match from NXT was? I thought the one match he had with Hideo was really good.
Yeah.
I thought maybe the ladder match with KO maybe is the best one.
Yeah.
Anything else I'm missing? You really like Joe and him in England, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Him and Joe actually at WrestleMania was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it didn't stand out.
No.
It was like, no, that was a good match. He just hasn't had the standout, blow you away, that's a match of the year candidate yet for me.
Yeah.
And I think Joe's had more of those. The match with Sami Zayn, for example.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, again, he's been a great hand, he's been great, and I think he's going to be just printing money for the company. I just want to see him have one of those match of the year matches, and I haven't seen it yet. As watching the Nakamura match yesterday, it was something we didn't get a chance to get to. I was like, this is really unpopular opinion, but I think I just need to spread it out.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, it's your opinion, so I can't say you're wrong.
Just tell me, like, is there one that you think that, like, is, like one of those stand-up matches that we talk about down the road that I'm forgetting about?
Nothing comes to mind right now.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those things that are a little, like, you're not totally off base.
Mm-hmm. I get, and it's not like I'm not saying he's a crappy performer. I'm just saying he hasn't had his opus yet, you know? The match is like, oh, wow. Sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you're like Nakamura and you come in and your first match is the best match you've had in WWE.
Yeah.
Not everybody gets that lucky. And I thought with the Nakamura and the Finn match, we talked about this, I thought they just tried so hard to make this like, this is a dream, then this is going to be a great match, that they emphasized and tried it too hard to do that.
Yeah.
But still, again, it was great. I'm not trying to drag it down. I'm just overanalyzing. And I guess that's kind of what we have to do, though, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really happy for him to get to the main roster. And, I mean, some of it has to do, too. Like, he's dealing with people that are still on the come up. Some of them are great talent. Whenever he gets in with a Kevin Owens or a Joe and them have been great. But, like, still he's facing guys like the Drifter, right? Now he gets to go to the main roster where he gets to face the Seth Rollins and the Dean Ambrose and the AJ Styles.
Oh, I think Rollins could definitely give him a phenomenal match, like, well, and that eventual AJ match.
Yeah, I mean, even a guy like Dean Ambrose and him, I think, will be terrific. So I look forward to him coming up to the main roster, and it was definitely about time. I think the thing about him, too, is Finn is a nice, solid hand in the ring, but for him on the main roster, it's going to be all about the charisma and that entrance.
Yeah,
and that's going to be the big seller for him. But he's still good in the ring, and he can still have that moment. I just was shocked that he really hasn't had his moment yet. But, yeah, as far as the card goes, it seems like a nice little card. But there's just it's not the level of depth it had last year. I mean, you had what it was even Baron Corbin versus Joe was a big match, and you have No Way Jose versus Austin Aries, which I don't really care about.
Yeah.
So I mean, is there anything else that really stands on that card that you're looking forward to?
It's just really the main event.
You're not only looking forward to Bayley and Asuka?
I think it'll be good, but I don't know. I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to, anytime Shinsuke's in the ring, Rude will be fun.
Yeah, that'll be kind of nice. And we got Bobby Roode and Hideo coming on TV again. I am surprised that Hideo wasn't on the card. Maybe he'll be in some kind of pre-show thing, but then I look at the talent, it's like, well, who is he going to face? But then I look at a guy like No Way Jose, it's like, could Hideo not have faced it Austin Aries? Because if that was a match, I could have been like, oh, damn, Joel. Austin Aries versus Kenta? Like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's just a situation they want to slow and ease him back in.
Yeah, especially with everything with his shoulder. I think they just kind of want to get him going before they really get him going again.
Yeah, so that is No Way Out. I would assume if you're going to add some
NXT down.
NXT down, thank you. It's late.
NXT Brooklyn. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. As far as SummerSlam go, I think it's safe to assume we're going to get singles AJ and Cena, possibly for a belt.
Yeah.
Brock and Randy, for all intents and purposes, is still going to happen. And then I really don't know what else to predict will happen, except for maybe Charlotte and Sasha.
Yeah.
And anything else that really sticks out, do you think that could happen?
Nothing that pops into my head.
Yeah, there's nothing else that's really, maybe Roman versus Seth you were thinking, hey?
Yeah, Dean gets the boot.
The shaft, yeah.
Yeah. It's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
If they've cooled off on Roman, you never know.
Yeah, you don't. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up now. Thanks for checking out this special edition of One Fall. And until next time, cheers.
Suplex City has caught fire, Josh.
Enjoy the day, people. To the town.